Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. Everything's going great. Thanks for asking. But, I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. So tell me, what would you like to know about our services?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hi, Mary from Dasha. Haha, small world, right? I'm familiar with Dasha.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for sharing that, Mary. Lead generation and revenue growth are definitely crucial areas. Could you tell me a bit more about how your AI handles conversations? Like, does it adapt naturally to different customer responses? Also, how easy is it to integrate with existing systems? I'd love to hear how it could fit into our workflow.
Tell me more about how adapting to different customer responses and fitting into your workflow matters to you.
Great question. Adapting to different customer responses means the AI can handle unexpected answers or questions smoothly, just like a real human would. That keeps conversations natural and engaging, which is key for building trust and boosting lead conversion. As for fitting into our workflow, seamless integration means less hassle for our team. No need to overhaul existing tools, just a smooth add-on that saves time and effort. How does your AI tackle these challenges?
Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining that future is exciting. If your AI exceeded expectations in 12 months, I'd picture a steady stream of qualified leads coming in effortlessly, freeing up our team to focus on closing deals and strategy. Conversations would feel genuinely human, boosting customer satisfaction and trust. Plus, the integration would be so smooth, it'd feel like the AI was always part of our team. That kind of impact would definitely drive significant revenue growth. What kind of results have your clients seen so far?
What do you mean by steady stream of qualified leads, and why is that important to you?
Oh, good point. By a steady stream of qualified leads, I mean consistently getting potential customers who are genuinely interested and fit our ideal profile, not just random contacts. That's important because it means our sales team spends time on prospects who are more likely to convert, making the whole process more efficient and boosting revenue. It's like having a reliable pipeline that keeps the business growing without constant scrambling. Does your AI help filter and qualify leads that way?
Tell me more about how filtering and qualifying leads impacts your sales process.
Sure thing. Filtering and qualifying leads means the AI helps sort out who's really interested and ready to buy versus those who might just be browsing. This saves our sales team from chasing dead ends and lets them focus on high potential prospects. It speeds up the sales cycle, improves conversion rates, and ultimately means more closed deals with less effort. Plus, it helps us prioritize follow-ups and tailor our approach based on lead quality. How does your AI handle lead qualification and conversation?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, one big challenge is managing the volume of leads without overwhelming the sales team. Sometimes we get a lot of inquiries, but not all are a good fit, which wastes time and resources. Also, keeping conversations natural and personalized at scale can be tough. Oh, and integrating new tools without disrupting existing workflows is always a concern. How does your AI address these issues?
What are all the ways managing lead volume, keeping conversations natural, and integration concerns are affecting the business right now?
Great question. Managing lead volume without proper filtering means our sales team can get bogged down chasing unqualified prospects, which lowers productivity and morale. When conversations feel robotic or generic, potential customers might lose interest or trust, hurting conversion rates. Integration worries can slow down adoption of new tech, causing delays and extra costs. Altogether, these issues can stall growth and make it harder to hit revenue targets. So, a solution that tackles all three would be a real game changer. Does your AI cover these areas effectively?
Can you go a bit deeper on how those issues are stalling growth and hitting revenue targets?
Absolutely. When the sales team spends too much time on unqualified leads, it means fewer resources are available for high-value prospects, slowing down deal closures. Robotic or unnatural conversations can turn potential customers away, reducing conversion rates and repeat business. Integration hiccups can delay deployment, meaning lost opportunities and extra costs. All these factors combined create bottlenecks that limit how fast and efficiently the business can grow, directly impacting revenue goals. So smoothing out these pain points is crucial for scaling successfully. How does your AI specifically help overcome these hurdles?